Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney.
Lynn, well, my shoulder's bothering me a little bit.
I know, you're going to think about it. It's going to hurt all day.
I know,
that's
it
how
is.
Those
I
things
shouldn't
go.
I shouldn't have illustrated
no,
how I hurt my shoulder.
No, that's bad. Okay, well, moving on. Coming up on Thursday, September 13th at 6 p.m. is the 25th annual fall fundraiser for the Utah Avalanche Center. It's presented by Black Diamond. Here to talk about it and everything else going on at the Utah Avalanche Center is Chad Bracklesburg, the executive director. Welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you, Chad.
Thanks, Lynn.
You've been in this role a little over a year. You took over from Paul Daigle, and how are you liking it so far?
It's been a great year. It's quite a change from the corporate world I'd been in for 20 years, but it's a lot of fun to work with such a passionate group of people in an industry that I've always loved.
Well, I'm excited that we remembered before the annual fundraiser passed, because I always miss it. It seems like it comes early, you know, right at the end of the summer, and I'm not thinking about winter yet, but you've had it about this time every year for 25 years, and it's in that parking lot by the Black Diamond store.
It is. It's come to be sort of the beginning of winter, even though it is the second Thursday of September every year, but it really is kind of the kickoff. Fall is in the air. The nights are getting cool. People are bringing their puffies, and it's a great chance to reconnect with the ski friends that you don't see all summer and enjoy some great live music, good food, silent auction, and catch up with everybody.
Do you do that milk crate climbing thing? Is this the event that happens at?
We don't. We are going to have a skier contest this year from one of the vendors, though.
Oh, okay. Tell us about that.
I don't know much about it. They haven't told me other than it will be who can climb the most in a set amount of time on a ski erg to win some prizes.
Oh, a ski erg.
Yes.
Oh.
So.
Do I know what a ski erg is?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They're sort of like a rowing machine, but for the upper body using a sort of a Nordic style ski motion.
All right.
So great way to get into shape for skinning and climbing for the winter.
That could hurt my shoulder.
Yes. That would definitely hurt your shoulder.
Maybe it's what you need for your shoulder. So other great things that go on at this fundraiser.
Yeah. So the party, as Lynn said, it's 25th year, and we've been based out of the Black Diamond parking lot for many years. And you know, it's about 1,000 people, so we fill that parking lot up pretty well. And you know, there's a very large silent auction. As I said, beer provided by Uinta Brewing, and they're also in their 25th year this year, and they've provided the beer at every one of the parties since inception. So sort of special for that this year. We're actually going to be out there tomorrow brewing a special release beer with them just for the party. So it will only be available on September 13th. So if you are a beer aficionado, come out and try a new brew from Uinta and the UAC. But really, it's our largest fundraiser. We make about 10% of our annual revenue at this night, and most of that is from the silent auction that we do. And there are a ton of good items, over 250 items in the silent auction from vendors and retailers across the state, including a lot of Park City restaurants, the ski resorts up here. So whether you're really a skier, motorized user, there is something there for you.
You know, I've always wondered about the fundraising side of your organization and the funding side in general. And for you to say that this is your largest fundraiser from, I guess you would call them users or members or, you know, the people who go out and use the backcountry and rely upon the service that you provide, which is avalanche forecasting. And to say that that's 10% kind of astounds me. I'm like, you know, I thought maybe it might be 40% or even 60%. So you've got a pretty good sized budget. But also the people who you're inviting to this fundraiser aren't generally folks who write big checks. They write a lot of little checks. And tell us about the funding of the organization, kind of that from the grassroots up to maybe foundations or where the bigger checks come from.
You know, like a lot of the nonprofits, we are a mix of foundations, grants, as well as you said, our members or our user donations. There is, like you said, a lot of combination of small checks multiple times through the year to some of the big donors as well. The demographic of users is definitely changing, where 10 or so years ago, the average silent auction item might have been $50 or less. Now we are seeing large ticket silent auction items. This will be the second year in a row that we have a mountain bike from Scott Sports. So a $4,000 mountain bike at the silent auction, as well as several other items that are at the, you know, several hundred dollars or more. So it is changing. The demographics are changing. People are realizing the importance of groups like ours and providing education and awareness, as well as their daily forecast. And so they are realizing that there is a larger value than that. You know, in the past, it might have only been a small check written once a year. So it's changing, but it is a large combination of funding options between all those sources.
And then those, you know, members, users, they obviously have a direct benefit. You know, they're going to track the snowpack conditions throughout the season. They're going to rely upon your forecasts. And I know this because I know people who do it. They pay attention every day and they kind of build this model in their mind and then they update it from your forecasts. But there's, again, that kind of the foundations and the other agencies where that connection gets a little tough to make, other than the education and a value to a community. There is value in education, but they're not out there, you know, participating in the snow and subjecting themselves to life-threatening conditions, or I don't think they are.
Well, it's, the demographic is changing, but people are also getting out more. We release during the season daily avalanche forecasts for 8 zones across the state of Utah. And with the growing population of backcountry users, where people used to just ski in a couple places, they're now branching out. So the people from Park City are skiing in the Wasatch Back, the Uintas, as well as the Wasatch Front. And people are traveling a lot more to get out, as well as last year with a lower snow year, people were going to Jackson and the Bozeman area a lot more. And so the education part becomes critical in teaching these people, you know, how to read different zones that they're not in every day and how to really adapt to a different snowpack in a different area that they may recreate in. And so it is a constant, you know, not struggle, but growth for us to release new education programs to help people build those skills and maintain those skills to stay safe in those areas.
Well, let's talk about your new education program that's going to be different. It's not going to be in the field necessarily. Not at all. It's going to be online.
So we're super excited. This fall, we'll be releasing a online avalanche e-learning education program. It will be the first in the world that is a fully interactive online education program. So the first release will be 5 modules of 15 to 25 minutes each that will cover the 5 points from the Know Before You Go program, which is get the gear, get the training, get the forecast, get the picture, and get out of harm's way. So you'll go through one module for each of those 5 points. Throughout it, there will be video, there will be animation showing the different features such as how to read an avalanche forecast. There will also be quizzes to test your knowledge at the end. I think maybe the best part of the program is it's actually being narrated by the one and only Lynn here. So if you love her morning voice, she will be the voice you will hear throughout this program.
How about that? And in addition to that, I think it was a year ago, two years ago, when you've always done this Know Before You Go. You've had this video, but boy, do you have a talented filmmaker within your ranks, and or two, really, because you amped up the Know Before You Go. You entered it into the Banff Film Festival. It is such a hard-hitting, just wonderful educational film, and a lot of our school kids are seeing it.
Yeah, we still deliver the Know Before You Go program to, I guess I can't remember the exact number. We delivered over 300 presentations last year just in the state of Utah. The film is at about 1 million views through that program worldwide. The program's used in 13 different languages now as well. So it's really grown. Just, you know, what we developed for the Utah school kids has now grown into an international awareness program. And the video creation that we have developed in our staff has been a big portion of the success of that program to really capture the audience.
Yeah.
And how do people see that? Do they go to your website and it's linked, or do they Google it and it comes up with YouTube? Yeah. Or how?
So you can get a full list of the Public Know Before You Go presentations from the UtahAvalancheCenter.org website under the events or the classes section. If for the parents there. It is offered in a lot of junior high and high schools around the state. If it's not offered in your kid's school, you can contact the Utah Avalanche Center, or you can have your school contact us, and we can help get it scheduled for your school. They are free, and so they're a great resource to get the students that are in that sort of 7th to 9th or 10th grade year to really understand the danger that there is in our backyard, anywhere from hiking up Daly Canyon, where there have been avalanche fatalities in the past, to hiking out the 9990 gate at the canyons. So it's really just meant to be a program to let people know that, wait, I maybe shouldn't go there because I went to this program in school and they said it might be dangerous. I should learn more first. And that's where the e-learning comes in. That's the next step.
Also coming up this fall is another film project that you've been working on, Off-Piste, The Tragedy in the Alps. And this is has been filmed in collaboration, I guess, with the Brass Foundation. That's the Bryce and Ronnie Athlete Snow Safety Foundation. We're just about out of time, but I wanted to say I was able to view this film, and it really rocked my world for about, the whole day. But this is about Bryce Astle and Ronnie Gerlach, who were U.S. ski team members who lost their lives in an avalanche in Europe. This is going to be a really important film for all of our children to see.
It is. It's been, as Lynn said, an over 18-month collaboration with the Brass Foundation to create this video. That it is powerful. Most people have the same feeling that you can't hold a tear back when you see it. But it was tragic for the death of these two boys who were professional skiers and just didn't understand the difference between being on-piste and off-piste and what the difference is in the U.S. versus Europe. So the goal of this video is to be part of the core education program that will be delivered to all U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association coaches and members throughout the entire U.S. to help them be safer when they're not on their home mountain, when they go to Europe for races or for training, when they go to South America, places like that. So it will be a cornerstone program for that. And we're planning on working with Brass for the release of that this fall, hopefully in October. And so it will be quite a big thing.
Kudos to Trent Meisenheimer. Wow, is he a talented filmmaker. Really incredible. Also talented at forecasting, I guess. So, all right. Yes. Chad Brackelsberg, Executive Director of the Utah Avalanche Center. Remember to buy your tickets. You can go online to utahavalanchecenter.org to buy the tickets for the fundraiser coming up September 13th. It's a Thursday, 6 p.m. Black Diamond parking lot on
39th South and around 2000 East. And the silent auction is all online. So even if you can't attend, you can register for the silent auction for free and bid on items and get some great restaurant certificates or passes for up here in Park City.
Sounds like fun. Oh, how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $40 in advance and $45 at the door.
Going for a good cause.
Yes.
Thanks, Chad. Great to see you.
Thanks, Lynn and Tim.